Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In Origin, A Genetic History of the Americas, Jennifer Raff, an accomplished anthropologist, weaves together genetics, archaeology, and linguistics to explore the deep history of the Americas and its first peoples. Raff passionately debunks long-held myths about the peopling of the Western Hemisphere, shedding light on the complexities and richness of human migration and adaptation over thousands of years. Through the lens of cutting-edge genetic research and archaeological findings, she narrates a story that is as much about the human spirit and its capacity for exploration and resilience as it is about the empirical evidence that charts our ancestors' footsteps. This book is an eye-opening journey that fundamentally alters our understanding of history, challenging readers to reconsider what they thought they knew about the origins of the American peoples. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, debunking the land bridge theory. One of the key themes in Origin involves the critical reassessment of the long-standing land bridge theory, which posits that the Americas were populated by humans crossing from Siberia to Alaska via a land bridge called Beringia. Jennifer Raff scrutinizes this theory with the latest genetic evidence, suggesting a more complex scenario of migration and settlement that occurred in waves, rather than a single mass migration. She delves into DNA analysis from ancient and modern indigenous peoples, pointing out the diversity and depth of genetic lineages that underscore multiple distinct migrations. Raff's analysis not only challenges conventional scholarly thought, but also brings to light the resilience and adaptability of early humans as they spread across the continents. Secondly, understanding genetic markers. A significant portion of Origin is dedicated to explaining how geneticists use markers in DNA to trace human ancestry and migration patterns. Raff demystifies complex scientific concepts, making them accessible to readers without a scientific background. She outlines how specific genetic markers are passed down through generations, revealing insights into ancient human behavior and migration. By examining the distribution of these markers among indigenous populations in the Americas, Raff not only provides evidence for multiple migrations into the Americas, but also shows how these markers can tell stories of survival, adaptation, and the interconnection of diverse communities across vast landscapes. Thirdly, the impact of climate change on migration. Raff highlights the crucial role of climate change in shaping human migration and settlement patterns. She explores how shifts in climate, such as the Ice Age, opened and closed migration routes, affecting when and how people moved across continents. Through an examination of archaeological and environmental data, Raff explains how early inhabitants of the Americas adapted to changing landscapes, from vast ice sheets to rising sea levels. This topic underscores the dynamic relationship between humans and the environment, demonstrating how climate has been both a challenge and catalyst for innovation and movement throughout human history. Fourthly, the role of technology in tracing human history. Raff dedicates a section of the book to the role of technology in revolutionizing our understanding of human history. She discusses how advances in genetic sequencing, alongside improvements in archaeological methods, have allowed scientists to peer deeper into the past than ever before. Technologies such as radiocarbon dating and DNA analysis enable researchers to construct more accurate timelines of human presence in the Americas. Raff's examination of these technological advancements not only showcases the power of modern science in uncovering our origins, but also highlights the importance of interdisciplinary approaches in solving the puzzles of our past. Lastly, reassessing pre-Columbian population sizes, Jennifer Raff addresses the contentious issue of pre-Columbian population sizes in the Americas, a subject of ongoing debate among archaeologists and historians. By integrating genetic data with archaeological evidence, Raff presents a nuanced view that suggests significantly larger and more diverse indigenous populations before European contact than previously estimated. This reassessment has profound implications for understanding the scale of societal complexity and environmental management by indigenous peoples. Raff's detailed analysis contributes to a reevaluation of the impact of European colonization, emphasizing the loss not only of lives, but of rich cultural and ecological knowledge. In conclusion, Jennifer Raff's Origin, A Genetic History of the Americas, is indispensable reading for anyone interested in human history, genetics, or anthropology. Its detailed yet accessible narrative provides profound insights into the origins and diversity of the first peoples of the Americas. Raff masterfully combines scientific evidence with compelling storytelling, making the complex subject of genetic history engaging for both scholars and lay readers. This book challenges misconceptions and enriches our understanding of human resilience and innovation in the face of environmental and climatic challenges. It is particularly relevant for readers intrigued by the deep history of human populations and those who wish to gain a broader perspective on the interconnectedness of science, history, and humanity. Origin promises to transform our understanding of the past, and in doing so, it compels us to think deeply about the future of human cultural and biological diversity. If you would like to support Jennifer Raff, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.